And I said, Lord, why does this thing about this withered and paralyzed keeps coming to me? He said, because really when a person is paralyzed, it doesn't mean that your arm or your leg or whatever can't respond. It means that there is something, a type of a pressure that is pushing down on some nerves that is not allowing the transmission to come to the part that your hand can receive it. Hmm. If your brain is transmitting to your right hand to close up, but you have something depressing the nerves between the brain and your palm, those nerves that are going down, that nerve transmission is not going to hit to your fingers to close.
Man.
So God said, I'm trying to release some things to you right now in the spirit realm, but because you have some depression going on in a certain area of your life, you're not responding properly.
Hmm.
He said, I want you to overcome all the obstacles because I told you in the Old Testament that by me you can run through troops and by me you can leap over walls. But every time you see a hurdle, you get stuck.
Mm.
He said, there's a way around it, but you got to be able to hear from me in the realm of the spirit that I can equip you.
Yeah.
That every time you come to a hurdle, you don't forfeit the race. He said, but they're sitting there in these pools and at these pools and in a lot of these churches, they're sitting there waiting for the moving of the water.
Mm-hmm.
But because the headship and some of the churches are not even hearing from God anymore, they're just standing up out of tradition. Yeah. They're standing up out of obligation. They're not hearing from the Spirit of God. You can't help nobody.
Hmm.
You can't help nobody if you ain't help yourself. I remember on when the last time I was on the plane, and every time I've been on the plane, the first thing they tell you before they start to taxi or run down the runway, if the air cabin pressure drops, that the oxygen mask is going to drop down, and you first have to put on yours before you can help anybody else. It's the same way in the church and in the spirit realm. You got to equip yourself so that you can go and equip somebody else.
Yeah.
And it seems like God is trying to raise up a nation here. I wanted to preach something else. God knows I did. But God is trying to raise up a nation here at Chapman Grove Baptist Church. Why do you think these young people, it wasn't him that chose the young people to speak for the Lenten services.
Yeah.
But God is trying to raise up some people in here. That's why, young people, it's important for you to come to church on a regular.
Yes, it
yes.
is.
Yes, it is. It's not just because your mom and daddy make you come to church. But God needs you here because sometimes he wants to download some things in you and not just on the third Sunday.
Right.
I'm going to tell y'all like this. When I was little, I didn't want to go to church. I did not want to go because some of those old people in the church were mean. And if I could say it like I feel, they were mean as hell. But there was a reason that I had to go to church. Because my mom and my daddy would take me sometimes, and then they would go back home.
Mm.
Because they really weren't in church at that time. They had been, but they fell away because of some of the stuff that went on. I don't even know why I'm going here. But I'm going to help y'all today. I really am going to help y'all. I promise you I'm going to help you. Whatever you see go on in the church, young people, that you know that's not right, don't let that ever turn you away from coming.
That's right.
Because everybody in church, we have to realize everybody in church ain't saved for real. We are all works in progress. And if you continue to come and to sip of the water that God is pouring out, which is also this word of God, which is the spirit of God, God is equipping you for better. There's a higher dimension that he wants you to go to. I believe like this, that sometimes God allows us to experience certain things in our lives that we know that's not the right thing to do. But he allows it to be exposed to us to see how we react. And then when you realize that it's not right, you shun yourself from that. You turn away from that and go in a different direction. You don't take on those same traits and characteristics. I remember I had an usher told me one time, because I joined the church out in Fluvanna County where my mother went to. When I was probably about 17 years old, and I was excited. And I went, and then we didn't go for a while because my mom wasn't going. I didn't have a car. I wasn't driving. And we went maybe a couple months later, and the usher said, oh, I know it's gonna storm because you're here. Now, she's standing at the door telling me this.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, and I said, sweetie, my mom said, shut your mouth. Don't you say a word.
Mama know.
Yeah, Mama knew what
Mama
was coming.
Mama know.
But I'm going to tell y'all, this is what I said to her. I said, if hell is still burning, and you are still on this door, there's still a chance for me. I said, because if this church ain't burned down with you standing at the door, there's room at the altar for me.
God from Zion.
I didn't have no more problems with that washer. But anyway, let me get back to this word here.
Come on back.
Because
come on.
It said that they were waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel went down, and the angel is the Spirit of God, which went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the waters. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the waters stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. But you know, the Lord spoke to me yesterday afternoon when I was, he said, but I did not tell you guys that just because you weren't first doesn't mean that the power wasn't still there to heal. He said, because I also told you guys before that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So therefore, just because you see God doing something for somebody else that you've been waiting on a long time, don't get discouraged. Because if you stay faithful to what God has promised you, and you stand on what the word is that God has given you pertaining to your situation, can I tell you that you're next in line?
Glory.
You're next in line. Don't give up hope. And it said a certain man was there, which had an infirmity for 38 years. 38 years, that's a long time. That's a really long time. But I looked at the number 38. 3 represents resurrection. 8 represents new beginnings. 38 years, it was time for him to get up. But if he had not been by the pool when Jesus came by, he would not receive what he needed.
Right.
And the Lord said, this man's faith, even though he never touched the water, his faith touched Jesus.
My.
Thank you, Lord.
Where is your faith at today?
Right.
Where is your faith? I hope it ain't in your job. I hope it ain't in what's in your checking account. Because all these things are subject to go away at any point in time. Can I tell y'all this other one brief thing? And I'm almost finished for real, y'all, for real. Remember last week I told y'all about the fire, right?
Right.
And my parents refused to call the insurance company because they said the thing wasn't covered under the insurance policy. And I said, Mom, you need to go back and call them people.
Yep.
Well, the woman came there and the check that they about to send is double the amount of the repair.
Amen.
Glory.
And I told her, I said, stop listening to what somebody tells you. If you don't know the facts, investigate. And some of us in here, you have not experienced God yet. You've been baptized, you've been coming, you join, your name is on the roll, but you have not experienced God yet. Investigate for yourself. Wow. Yeah. There's some good stuff that he got in store for you, but you're going to have to be the one to delve into the book. He said, Jesus says, in the volume of the book, it is written of me. Find yourself in this Bible. What is it that God wants you to do in this season of your life?
Yeah.
Who is it that God is setting you up to be? Could you be the next Isaiah?
Huh.
Could you be the next Jeremiah the prophet? Could you be Deborah the prophetess? Who is it that God is fashioning you to be?
My.
But you got to step in the water to find out.
My.
You got to step in the water. I would dream as a child, Sister Sonia, I would dream as a child sometimes, and it was real scary to me because in my dreams, I would see myself literally like flying. It wasn't like Superman, but I was flying, but like I was in slow motion. And I would see myself going over bodies of water, and sometimes it would be like a little stream, and it kind of began to scare me, and I said, Lord, why am I keep going over this water? And first of all, why am I flying? And he said, because I have to let you see that I'm able to take you above the storms. I'm able to keep you from the harm that the enemy has set before you. I'm able to put you in a position where you can see before it comes to you. And then I will begin to dream other dreams, and I probably shouldn't be telling y'all this stuff. But anyway, the Lord said to me, he said, you can reveal that. I would dream anytime I got in a fight at school. Y'all hear this. If I got in a fight at school, I always dreamed it. Two or three days before. Yeah. I did. I would see the people's clothes. I would see their whole face. Uh-huh. And I'm like, Lord, why in the world? I didn't do a whole lot of fighting. Don't y'all get me wrong. But I didn't let nobody bother me because I wasn't bothering them. I'm just being real. And that's the problem with our churches. There's too many fake and phony people. But God would always show me before trouble came. That's my point. When you have a relationship with God, he will show you the enemy's hand before he gets to play it. But then, Pastor, I found out that not only was that about the water, to be in trouble and all of that, it was God was showing me different levels of the anointing that we're going to go through.
Right.
And so when you start out, the water's only going to be maybe around your ankle.
Huh?
But as you get more connected to the Spirit of God, and you begin to ingest the Word, take in the Word of God, and understand who God is, the water begins to come on up around your knees, see?
Right.
And it gets a little harder at that point. Brother Maurice, when you begin to walk in the water up around your knees, because you got to make sure that your feet are planted.
Right.
And so as I go on, and the water begin to come up around my waist, and you know, that makes it even harder to maneuver.
Right.
And God is saying, don't change your course. You got to stay in the water because I'm not finished cleansing you. I'm not finished baptizing you. I'm not finished purifying you. I'm not finished depositing into you the things that I have set before you. And when you get to the destination where I have you to be, then will you be well equipped to stand in the enemy's camp and take back everything that the devil stole from you.
Glory to God. Glory.
But it said that he laid there for 38 years, and when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, will thou be made whole? Will I be made whole? And look at his response in verse 7. The impotent man answered him,
got no help.
Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool.
My.
But while I'm coming. So he evidently was moving, Pastor.
He was trying to get there.
He was trying to get there.
Yeah.
But he had some stumbling blocks. But let me back up, lest I miss this point. When he asked him, do you want to be made whole? He said he ain't have nobody. That meant to me he didn't recognize really who Jesus was.
Right.
That's why you need the Spirit of God. Because when God begins to speak to you, sometimes you're going to think, oh, this is just the enemy trying to talk to me. You have to be very keen in the realm of the spirit. You got to be able to discern between what is God and what is not God. What is truth and what is false. You got to be able to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. This is God telling me.
Right.
Because some things are going to seem strange to you sometimes. But you got to know, is this God talking to me? Or is this the devil trying to trap me? And let me tell you how you can discern the difference. If it lines up with the word of God,
that's God.
It's God.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But if it doesn't align with the word of God, you better run quick, fast, and in the
hurry.
So he was saying that he didn't have nobody.
Uh-huh.
But after all of that he went through his excuses. And I think I told y'all before, excuses is no more than dressed up lies. Stop telling me. He said, sir, I have no man.
Nobody.
When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. What did Jesus do? He didn't entertain him what he said, did he? He said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Can I tell you today it's time for you to take up your bed and walk?
My God.
It's another mile ahead of you.
Mm-hmm. My.
And I dare to say before the end of June, you're going to begin to see change in your life.
Thank you, God.
Before the end of June.
Thank you, God.
You're going to see the path that you're on begin to sway. All
right.
Because God is redirecting your path.
Thank you.
I apologize, but I don't know your name. I remember the face. You hear a lot. Mariah, the change that God is getting ready to do with you is going to involve a promotion.
Glory. Hallelujah.
It's going to involve a promotion, and what I'm hearing is that there's some things that you've been working on quietly behind the scenes. And God is saying that in this next season, it's going to be revealed openly. And the people around you are going to be a little offended and upset because they don't think you deserve it. But God said, my hand is upon your life in this season. And I'm getting ready to make a drastic change for you.
Glory God.
It's because you've set your heart in agreement with the word of God. And God says, you've been through a lot.
My God.
So you've paid the price for the anointing that's about to come on your life. Even when others counted you out, God said you stood the test. Amen. Keep doing what you're doing. Said, take up your bed and walk. And immediately, the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath.
Yeah.
And the people around him was upset because he did this wonderful thing on the Sabbath, which was against Baal rules and regulations.
Right.
Can I tell you, God is God and he can do what he want to do when he want to do it to who he want to do it with.
That's right.
That's him.
So remember, it's a whole lot more stuff, but I'm not going to go through all that. Now, for y'all that didn't catch what I was saying, listen to this real quick. There are so many brands of water out right now.
Yeah.
Smart Water, Essentia, Fiji, Life Water, Hint, Core, Evian, Propel, Vitapod, Vitamin Water, Hydrate, and Body Armor. Those are just a few. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been drinking Smart Water, and I didn't see where it made so smart. And I said, I named those to say this, but I told you there's something in the water. All of these waters that I named off are enhanced.
Right.
With electrolytes or some type of vitamins or something. To help to rejuvenate
something.
You and to rehydrate your body.
Something.
Okay?
Something.
So Smart Water and then the Essentia. God said it may be essential for some, but it's not necessarily essential for the saints because... what you need to be essential as a saint of God is to dip in my water and drink from the river of life.
Right.
Life water, he said, that the life water that I have for you is going to be like the woman in John chapter 4 that I met at the well.
Uh-huh.
When I give you that water, you won't thirst no more.
Right.
It has flavors.
Right.
Stay away from hints. Not necessarily in the natural. But when people are dropping little hints to you about this, that, and the other, and it has no spiritual foundation, it's not rooted and grounded in the word, then you need to stay away from that. Because flavors tend to attract certain people to certain things.
Yeah, that's true.
I like lemon water. Some people like lime. Some people like raspberry, whatever. Your flavor. But if it's not of God, stay away from it.
Right.
Because it has the potential to contaminate you. Okay? Propel. I said, Lord, I tried that. I didn't feel a push. I didn't feel the push. I didn't even feel rejuvenated after I drank the water. I was still thirsty. I didn't have any more energy than I had before. And the reason why I'm saying this is because of my allergies. I do take allergy medication, so sometimes I do get dehydrated. So I need some of these things sometimes, but the best thing that I found is just water.
Just water.
Water and a little bit of lemon, because the lemon, the acidic balance in the lemon helps you to, your body to accept the water and rehydrate at the cellular level.
Mm.
See? So sometimes you have to go to the Holy Spirit. He can reveal things to you that man ain't thought of. Then you got the vitamin water. You got the hydrate. And the last one was the body armor. He said we ought to keep on the armor of God.
Right.
He didn't say nothing about no body armor for no water. So we can drink all these things and thinking that we're doing something. And really you're not doing anything but making these people rich.
Right.
None of this water is cheap.
Mm-mm.
And guess what? You are not cheap either.
Ooh, glory.
You need to know your worth.
Yeah, say.
Bought with a price.
Not to man, but unto God.
Amen.
Precious.
You are precious jewels in His sight.
Precious.
So learn to not let people treat you any kind of way.
Right.
I'm not saying be argumentative or ball up your fist to fight, but I'm saying you have to realize who you are and whose you are. That you are not, oh God. We are remnants. But we're not the type of remnant that you're going to wipe your feet on.
Oh my.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because when they put this rug down in here, there were bits and pieces that was left over.
Right.
And they cut those and fashioned those to put as area rugs or a rug at the door for people to wipe their feet on. But baby, that's not you. You weren't designed for that. You are a precious jewel in the sight of the Lord. And God wants you to know today that I'm ready, willing, and able to pour out the water for you to sip from.
My.
Because there's something in the water I need you to get. Understand that. That from this day forward, you don't have to look back. And I know I'm going to make somebody mad. That's the thing about some of the stuff with Black history. I know they say you got to look back. If you don't know the past, you're apt to repeat it. But some things that's in your past, you need to leave in your past. Some things that's buried, leave it buried. Move forward. There's a refreshing that's in the water. But you'll only get it if you drink from it. So today, I just want to encourage you to remember that there's something in the water.
Something.
And that this is a house of mercy.
Yeah.
And it's a house of grace.
Thank you, God.
So when God begins to send people, be ready and willing to accept them regardless of what they look like.
Yes.
Regardless of where they come from.
Yes.
Regardless of their color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of hang-ups in our churches. But until you catch the fish, you can never clean it. So I'm finished right there. I am. But I pray today that you take something out of what I said. And I didn't want to come across harsh. I didn't want to come across all preachy. But I said, Lord, sometimes it's the simplicity of the word that people need that they can take it home with them.
Yes.
But there's also the need for us to be available to God to do what He needs to do.
Yeah.
With great understanding. I don't know. I'm feeling some kind of way right now. In the water. Sometimes you'll see things that might try to keep you from going through. But if you go with God, God has a way. He's done it before. He can do it again. Like with the children of Israel. and they didn't have to walk through the water.
Dried it up.
He dried it up.
Yes, sir.
So some of us, I believe right now that God is saying, I'm not going to allow you to literally walk through the water, but I need your faith to take you to the water. If you get to the brink of the bank, when you start down, he said, I'll part the waters.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
I'll part the waters. Your feet not going to get wet. Your shoes won't be muddy. But you're going to go through on dry land. And your success is waiting you on the other side.
Amen.
Brother Danny, keep praying.
Amen.
Keep trusting God. It may seem like the business is slow.
Mm-hmm.
But momentum is coming.
Amen.
And I don't even know why I'm telling you this. But right now, I hear the Lord saying, you're going to need more vehicles.
Amen.
You're going to need more vehicles. But be faithful with what you have.
Yeah.
And allow God to order your steps when it comes to the business. Even ask God to show you which contracts to accept.
Yes.
And which ones you don't need to have a part with. Don't be deceived about the dollar signs. Yes, you need money, but God said, I'm a God that supplies all of your needs according to my riches and glory.
Yes.
Because some people will set a trap for you.
Mm-hmm.
Be mindful and pray before you put your name on any dotted line with those contracts. I'm not in your line of work. I'm not a business person to that extent, but that's just what I'm hearing the Lord said. Be mindful. Pray over before you put your name on the line. Because your name is a treasure.
Yeah.
And you need to guard your name. Guard your business. Guard your family.
Amen.
I'm finished, y'all.